we're back. We're back, Travis. Get out of the room. Welcome back to the Jeff Blair Show. John Mollen and our own Ashley Docking. I didn't mean to be that dismissive of Travis. So, John, we're going down to spring training, Brent and myself, and I'm going to, I understand you want me to get you a Jay souvenir because I know how much you like spring training.
Bring me back some oranges. As I was saying, you're like an evangelist trying to convert me on this baseball thing. So
well, I was told that you were candidate for the play-by-play job that you'd, because I know how much you love baseball.
I don't think you want me on that play-by-play.
That'd be interesting.
I think I'm the last person you'd want.
John Molinaro, the only person who works at Sportsnet that isn't a baseball fan. And I will convert you.
Good luck with that.
I will convert you.
Maybe the only way is like to get him down for a celebration of some kind of title, like champagne with the players. Like maybe that's the only time he'll enjoy it.
I think it'll take more than liquor. Would.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really? All right.
That's odd because usually liquor accomplishes most of those things in life.
That was my only try.
Toronto FC starts their regular season against Columbus. I thought Columbus was folding or moving.
Next year.
Oh, next year.
Yeah, yeah.
So these guys are playing another year with
a slow crumble.
It's a bad situation for them. I feel, you know, as bad as you can feel for Columbus. Yeah, I mean, it still might turn around. They still might get sort of the deal that they want. But, yeah, to play with that kind of hanging over your head for a year, it's kind of a crappy thing.
So explain to me how, and I don't want to spend a great deal of time in this, but explain to me how a league expands while it's got a team that may fold.
It's not folding. It would move.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. So that there won't be any jobs lost or anything like that. All right.
Yeah. It's not being contracted. It's just, it would potentially move to Austin. So, which would, for me personally, it'd be great. I mean, hear great things about the barbecue down there. So.
Yeah. Great music city as well. Exactly. That's a win for the traveling reporters.
Which is what matters the most.
Everything is decided upon.
Exactly. That's true. That's a win for the traveling reporters. Toronto FC getting their season off to start, winning their two-legged Champions League series against the Colorado Rapids. Now the task becomes significantly tougher, playing Tigres of Mexican League. I found it interesting when we talked to Tim Bezbachenko the other day, and I know he's mentioned the same thing to you, but it's a real mark of how far this franchise has gone, John, that they would go out and add players with an eye towards having some success in the Champions League. I mean, obviously, you want to win MLS and everything.
Sure.
But I got the impression that they decided to go out and spend some money on guys that make them better in the Champions League. He talked about, you know, Gregory Vanderbilt, certainly not going to be, he's not going to be overmatched going to play a Mexican team in a Mexican stadium because he's played in big stadiums before. But that really is a sign of how far this team has gone, hasn't it, that they would look at that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think Champions League is the next frontier for them, having, you know, coming off the season that they had. So,
is there a big financial kick for them, by the way, in Champions League?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the prize money is, but it's certainly, you know, they get some extra money in their pocket. And then the carrot at the end of the stick is if you win Champions League, then you go on to the FIFA World Cup in December, which is sort of really high profile because then you're potentially playing against, you know, the Champions League winner, which could be, you know, Barcelona, Manchester City, some high profile teams, whatever the Copa Libertadores champion, which is the champion of South America. So it's a big deal. You know, I think it's in part, if Tim would probably tell you that, it's part and because, you know, they want to sort of have success in Champions League, but I think it's just part of his long-term vision too, right? I mean, he thinks down the road and he knows that Victor Vasquez is in the second year of a third-year deal. Probably he's not going to, I mean, he might renew, but not a guarantee. So I think that's why he brings in someone now like Edgar Akeche who can potentially fill that role, and Vanderbilt was another one. And so I think it's certainly was, these moves were done with Champions League in mind, but I think it's more than that. I think it's kind of the long-term planning of the club.
With all the success that TFC has had and kind of the, not even necessarily the support from the fans that they've had, which they've come out in droves, really.
Right.
Greg Vanney seems like he might be poised for something more. And I'm just wondering what his A, dedication level is to this level of soccer, and B, suitors that could possibly come calling and how tempting that is, even though we've seen success here, to move on.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the you know, the U.S. national team is looking for a coach. So I think that's kind of the one job where potentially that would lure him away. you know, he used to play for the U.S. national team. He knows the sort of the lay of the land there. I just think it's a bit too early for him. I think he's just started his MLS coaching career. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the U.S. Soccer Federation, by all accounts, is looking for someone with more of an international track record who's coached a national team before. But I do, I mean, potentially somewhere down the future, I do think that is in his future. I think he would, you know, that would be a job that would tempt him. I don't see him moving to another MLS team. I think that would be a lateral move or even a step backward. I think he has a very good situation here in Toronto. He works well with Tim Bezbachenko, the GM. They have a good relationship, and they both had a major say in how this team is built. So, you know, for the time being, I don't think he's going anywhere. But that U.S. job somewhere down the line, if it becomes open, I think that would be something he would be most interested in.
So give us a quick analysis of MLS this year. Who will be Toronto's biggest – there's staunchest opposition in the East?
No one.
No one. Yeah, I honestly, and I've said this a couple of times, I honestly don't think anyone can touch them in the Eastern Conference. Possibly Atlanta United because, right, you know, they're a strong side. But I just look at the changes that they've made, Jeff, the additions that they brought in.
They're better, aren't they?
They're better. Yeah. I mean, you know, they lost Steven Betashore. And, you know, they got, who did they bring in? You know, Gregory Vanderbilt, a guy who played for Holland in a World Cup final, and they bring in that Brazilian Aro.
Right.
And, you know, this is no disrespect to Steven Betashore, because I think he's a great player by MLS standards, but, you know, this is an upgrade.
Yeah.
They bring in a Akeche, who, you know, it's going to be hard for him to get time with Victor Vasquez, but that seems like, you know, a great signing. So, and, you know, who did they lose really in the offseason? Raheem Edwards. But I think they can withstand that. Benoit Cheyrou, who retired,
right.
You know, the core of the team that was there last year is there again this year. So I really don't see how anyone in the Eastern Conference can really touch them, to be perfectly frank.
And there's nobody in the West. Is it sort
of
similar?
Well, I think it's the same similar characters. I mean, it'll be Seattle. What I'm really interested in seeing is how Bob Bradley does at LAFC,
right,
because they really seem to have hit the ground running and kind of following the Atlanta model of bringing in, you know, kind of marquee players right from the start. And they seem to have the support of the ownership group there. So, I mean, I don't think they're going to contend,
right,
but I do think that's an interesting story to watch.
And that's a franchise that has, because of that reason, I mean, it's got a chance to, like Atlanta, to really grow quickly, doesn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think the whole, you know, it's got the built-in rivalry,
right,
with the Galaxy there. So I think that'll be a really interesting story and market to watch this year.
Kind of the end of the Galaxy era in a lot of ways, such as
in some ways, yeah. Although, yeah, if the sort of reports about Ibrahimovic coming to the Galaxy coming true this summer, I mean, that would be, I think, a signing that could, you know, revitalize him, even with him at 30, whatever he is, 36, 37.
His game would still play in MLS.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely,
he'd
no doubt.
He'd find his way around the box somehow.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
I want to talk about the article you did. I think in a lot of ways, some of us have kind of almost taken for granted that North America would host the World Cup and that it would be Mexico, the United States, and Canada. But there are politics involved in this. There are always politics involved in it. There is a large voting bloc of countries in Africa. And quite frankly, there's a large voting bloc throughout the world right now that just does not like Donald Trump.
Right.
Is this going to be an issue for a North American bid? It looks like it is going to be, doesn't it?
I think so. I think, as you said, all the African nations, they tend to vote as a bloc. And, you know, considering the, you know, the U.S. president's recent comments about asshole countries and whatnot and, you know, travel bans and just his, you know, I think the basic political nature of his presidency, I think that poisons and taints the U.S. bid to a certain extent. But it's beyond that. As I said, as I wrote in the article, I mean, Sepp Blatter, whatever you want to say about him, you know, he's a bit of a pariah now. His word still carries a lot of weight, and he still has a lot of influence. And the fact that he's come out and said it's Africa's time and he's thrown his support behind Morocco, I don't think that's something to overlook. And I don't think you can overlook the political nature of this, too. It was the U.S. who sort of brought FIFA to its knees with the investigation, right? They were the ones who instigated it. So I wouldn't be surprised if FIFA, you know, tips the favor somehow in favor of Morocco just as a form of payback, right? Because they don't like to be shown up. So, interesting to see how this plays out. I mean, as I said, I thought it was a slam dunk. I think most people thought it was a slam dunk last year when the joint bid came out.
Well, just financially it would appear.
Absolutely, yeah. And from a practical point of
logistical
view.
Logistical,
I mean,
too.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. All the infrastructure is already there. And I don't think, you know, no one could see how Morocco could do it. But I think that the the tenor and the tone of sort of the bidding debate has changed significantly, I would say.
Is this something, I can't imagine that it is, but is this something that's unprecedented where a leader of one of three places that are supposed to hold a World Cup is so disliked that everyone else kind of bands against them?
Hmm. I got to think about that. I can't remember.
I know there's a ton of politics in soccer, and then when you include the whole world into it, I can't imagine that
the last time the World Cup, well, I mean, God, Putin. Putin got a World Cup, but that was kind of before he was.
Right. And then, I mean, the Qatar thing kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, I don't know anyone sort of thought that they would win, but it was just, I don't think that was like political or anything like that. It was just,
winning. It's not getting it like stripped back.
That was just money. No, I think it was a very large check, checks being cut to a lot of people.
Absolutely. But I can't remember a situation where there was a bidding nation or you know, co-host or united bid where it was just general dislike for them for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
No, I'm
says a lot.
Sort of going through, I'm trying to think of, I mean, South Africa was, I would say the political leadership there probably had a lot to do with the bid.
Absolutely.
With them getting the bid. And and you're right. I mean, I'm like you. I kind of already had it penciled in, but as you say, one of the things Sepp Blatter understood how to build a power base.
Sure.
He really did.
Oh,
his power blade, he was very good at throwing bones to the developing world.
Sure.
I mean, he understood how to garner a lot of support from a lot of people.
Right.
He played the game really well.
Yeah, he was a great politician. Yeah. And I think what people have to understand, this isn't sort of like 10 people in a room voting on this.
No.
This is every member nation of FIFA having an equal vote. So England has a vote and then Solomon Islands have a vote. Everyone is equal here. So, there's a great deal of politicking. There's a great deal of canvassing that you have to go out and do. So, you know, considering, again, that, you know, a lot of the continents kind of vote in blocks, you know, and as the ESPN, I think, report by Sam Borden kind of suggested, you know, they may already have, you know, the block of African and Asian votes in their pocket, which would put them over the 100-vote kind of threshold. So, it'll be interesting to see how this play out. I mean, it's still, they don't submit the bids until 2 weeks, and then they vote in June. Mm-hmm. That's a long time. There's a lot that can go down.
A lot of politicking can go down.
Stunning.
A lot of
stuff can go down. So I don't think this is settled by any means, and there's a lot to develop here.
Do you want to sit around? Want to sit in and talk to Wilner next? We're going to talk some baseball.
What do you think?
Yes.
All right. John, thanks so much for doing this.
No problem.